This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Next week, Nielsen Media Research plans to change the way it calculates local television ratings in and around New York City. Nielsen says the new method works better in the age of 100-channel cable systems and TiVo. But as NPR's Rick Carr reports, some activists say the new system undercounts minority voters.
For decades, the families that provide Nielsen's local ratings data have been filling out paper diaries, writing down what shows they watched. Nielsen says that system can't keep up with channel surfing.
With CNN for complete coverage.
Fox means business, 4 o'clock Eastern.
Under the diary system, viewers were likely to say they watched all of a program, even if they surfed away. The new system uses a box called a local people meter, or LPM, which records exactly which channel is on at a given moment. But minority activists are troubled by data from Nielsen's test run of the LPMs in New York in March. Alex Nogales is president of the National Hispanic Media Coalition.
The technology is fine. I don't have a problem with the technology, but if your sample is wrong going in, the results are going to be such that you're going to be undercounted.
Nogales and other activists say Nielsen's sample is too small and doesn't accurately reflect the diversity of minority communities. Nielsen's test run showed that under the new system, ratings for some shows with large minority audiences would fall significantly, by half, for example, in the case of the UPN show All of Us. Nogales says that'd mean less advertising income and fewer minorities on the air.
Latinos will not get those jobs in English language media if, in fact, we bring nothing to the party. We will not have Latino-themed programs if, in fact, there isn't a base Latino audience that is watching those programs.
Nielsen says the new sample set includes more minorities than the old one. The resulting data show minorities are watching just as much television, but a wider array of shows on more channels. The company's senior vice president, Jack Loftus, declined a request for a taped interview. He said company policy prohibits executives from appearing on the air during this month's ratings sweeps period. But in a written response to NPR's questions, he said the test showed minority ratings went up for 85 cable and broadcast networks, including BET and Telemundo. Loftus suggests that what's really behind this controversy is a media conglomerate that stands to lose out.
Live from the Fox 5 studios in New York, you're watching Good Day First Edition.
Call it a march against meters. People meters, that is. One group doesn't want them used in New York at all. The Reverend Al Sharpton led a vigil at the Nielsen Media offices in the Village.
Fox's New York affiliate and its corporate sibling, the New York Post, have followed the story more aggressively than their competitors. Their corporate parent, the News Corporation conglomerate, also owns several affiliates of the UPN network, whose shows fared badly in the test run. According to published reports, News Corp has persuaded dozens of lawmakers to speak out against the LPMs, which in turn prompted Nielsen to delay their launch by 2 months. Fox didn't respond to NPR's interview request. Minority activists admit that the alliance with Fox is unusual, but they say their concern with Nielsen's methods predates News Corp's involvement and the LPM, and that the ratings firm hasn't provided answers that satisfy those concerns. For example, who exactly qualifies as a Latino viewer? Lorraine Cortez-Vasquez is president of New York group The Hispanic Federation. She wants Nielsen to wait to roll out the LPM system until an independent auditor can invest both the diary system and the LPMs.
I want someone to look at these two different methodologies. And then I want someone to say, these are the pros and cons of each one of those. This is the diversity that it gives you. These are the flaws in each one of those systems. I think each client of Nielsen should want that.
In essence, the media firms and advertisers that are Nielsen's clients have already completed an audit through an industry accreditation group, the Media Ratings Council, or MRC. George Ivey is its executive director.
One of the fundamental things we do is protect the representation of minority groups and samples. It's an aggressive audit, so there are times when we don't grant accreditation to things.
Ivy says the LPM program in Boston failed its first audit. Nielsen's Jack Loftus says the problem was, quote, sample issues. An MRC committee will vote on the audit of the New York program this afternoon, but the results are confidential. If it passes, Nielsen is likely to release the results post-haste. But Loftus says Nielsen has no plans to delay the launch, or those planned for later this year in Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Black and Latino groups say the MRC is too closely allied with the industry. They support calls on Capitol Hill for an audit by the federal government's General Accounting Office. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.